Welcome to Fight Alone Diatribe. I am your host. I do not condone death or violence on anybody, nor do I want to inflict death or violence on anybody. I have a heart, a soul, and a conscience, unlike the people I lay my sweet-ass diatribes into. My only goal is to use my words to make these living turd buckets cry themselves to sleep until their guilt eats away at their insides and they become decent human beings that actually care about other people besides their hopefully formerly shitty selves. Do not harm, kill, or spread lies about anyone. But not only is it your right as an American, it is your civic duty to call people out on their bullshit and to call them poo-poo pee-pee heads and other hilarious insults in the process. Now that we got the disclaimer out of the way, let us begin.
Fight Alone Diatribe.
I hate what this country has become. I am going to kick America's ass with my words until it stops sucking. Beware, bunholes that dare pervert justice.
Episode 0, Who the FAQ Am I? As I stated earlier, I am your nameless host. I am you. I am me. I am nobody. I am everybody. Though I'm certainly not the pieces of shit that are damning our society to an eternal hellfire. Let that much be clear. I'm not revealing my real name because this show is about so much more than just my basic ass self. That, and the entire government, all the police, including the 80s band with Sting, all the rich, the Freemasons, the IRS, and all the crappy celebrities are after me. Trust me, I wish I didn't have to disguise my smooth, Velveeta-y voice. So just do me two favors. First, tell everyone you know about the show. Smash that subscribe button, my homies. And two, don't tell anybody about this show. They can't get to me. They can't find where I live. I won't survive. The man can't silence me anymore. I refuse. I will never let the government eat my skin. You will not find out who I am. Besides, you can probably figure out who I am if you research hard enough and really have nothing better to do with your one and only life. But maybe put all that useless detective effort into doing something that actually helps the fucking world and the people in it instead. It's a out there and wild concept, I know. I'm sure you're one of those people that have to examine everyone's privates in the restroom while not seeing the irony of who the real creep is. Fuck off, you creepy weirdo. Let us piss and be pissed off in peace instead of looking for reasons not to hire me at your shitty ass job. But now, before I jump right into quote-unquote normal episodes of Fight Alone Diatribe, I want to take some time to say who I am, why I created this show, what I hope to accomplish with it, what the show is about, the format, all that basic question-and-answer bullshit. Think of this episode as the unaired pilot to the series that I'm still releasing to the general public. You might not necessarily need this information, and it might be a tad dull, I'll admit, but it'll help you understand what Fight Alone Diatribe is about. The best way to put it is this. We need to set the show foundation with bricks of exposition, explanation, and reasoning before we can chow down on the scrumptious frosting of amazingly insightful and entertaining content. Ugh, man, that was really the best and simplest way to make my point. That metaphor was just fucking awful. I need to remember to cut that in post-production. But I guess let's start with why I decided to create the show. I've hated every job I've ever had. Every last one of them has been nothing but pure, abusive bullshit that gets off on taking advantage of desperate workers. They're not afraid to toss your ass out into the shit-stained, blood-covered, jizz-laden curb if you refuse to suck their sexual organs with a smile and a thank you so much for the wonderful opportunity. God, what fucking bastards. At this point in life, deep down, I know that there's no future that I can work toward with normal jobs. I've tried college, I've tried trade school. Both of these haven't worked for me in the slightest bit. I truly got nothing out of higher education besides an anxiety disorder. True story. I didn't gain any lifelong friends, memorable experiences, no deep understanding of the world, or changing of my young, educated mind and personality that made me who I am today. No good networking, no job skills, no good job training. Fucking not a goddamn useful thing at all. None of that good shit you'd hope for after spending thousands upon thousands of dollars. God, higher education is purely a waste of time, energy, money, and honestly, my sanity. College, the only thing it did was allowed me to successfully awaken a nervous mental breakdown that destroyed me for a few months. I'm honestly surprised I made it out of it alive with a sane mind. Seriously. It's a horrible experience, a mental nervous breakdown. I wouldn't wish on anyone. I mean, besides murderers, rapists, billionaires, and colleges that they somehow became living human beings. Thanks for almost throwing me into a mental ward for the rest of my life, college. Seriously, go fuck yourself and die in a car accident and or fire. But I believe this nervous mental breakdown was a major turning point that changed me into who I am today. It didn't kill me, but did it make me stronger? It's debatable. I used to be more of a shy, timid person that was afraid to talk to people. And now, I'm more of an angry person that hates talking to people at work, and I hate work, and everything else that is stupid bullshit in this country. I hate it all. I guess the Hulk is stronger, but this is real life. No sweet-ass superpowers for me. God, fuck me about that. Ugh. Though I guess you could technically say that college gave me that change in personality. Perhaps you could consider that as giving me a superpower? I don't know, fuck. I wouldn't say college gave me anything useful. I still consider higher knowledge and educational institutions and learning from dingbats that don't get paid worth a damn a total bastard monster that scams and preys on the desperate. Just like jobs, right? We'll probably get into that topic at some point in the show. Probably multiple times. We'll definitely get into college and how big of a fucking scam it is. I do not let things go. Next point, I'm not going to have one main singular theme for each episode. The show is going to be split up into a non-set amount of scenes that are all related only in how much this country sucks ass, being formatted in the most 45-minutes-iest way possible, give or take. You should expect every episode to include about 3 to 5 scenes of around 8 to 15 minutes each, you know, shooting for the more middle areas of those amounts. And yes, I will say, I do truly hate the United States, in case you weren't able to understand the robotic voiceover during the theme song. You have been warned. If that's not your jam, you probably want to walk away and listen to fucking Fox News or InfoWars or some other bullshit garbage. Fuck those ass dickbags. Or you could go online and bitch about me instead. You don't know who I am. You know, that's part of a reason I don't want to say who I am either. You know, I'm bitching about everything that I think. No. I'm bitching about everything I know is awful and dumb in this country. It is my right as an American. This country was founded on being able to bitch about how much our leaders, government, and neighbors suck without worrying about being guillotined by the bastard king. The freedom of speech, you know, the first fucking amendment, was the first and arguably only great thing the United States has done before basically anybody else. And we've really been riding that freedom train forever without even attempting to do something else great. Is that the time period Trump was referring to in regards to making America great again? Because there were a shit ton of problems from the get-go, man. Damn. The United States, it's nothing but a glorified one-hit wonder. But the point I'm trying to get at is don't be a Karen. Don't use freedom as an excuse to be hateful and ignorant. And that's another good point. So many topics to get into with this show. I mean, America will never stop sucking. So I'll never stop doing this show until I die, I guess. I'll still be the same amount of depressed I always am either way, so fuck it. I'm gonna bitch about life until I die. Oh, God damn it, help me. Ugh. So what doesn't make me depressed? Nothing. Just kidding. Or am I? First and foremost, I am a jazz rock fusion electric kazooist and erotic dinosaur military spy horror thriller fiction writer. I've been in a couple death ska bands. I wrote a few microwave-based cookbooks. I tried a few blogs on professional whining. Hell, Fight Alone Diatribe used to be a blog. I've attempted a comedic YouTube critic review series. I had a website that I sold diet pills and college-level essays on. I used to be an Olympic-level paintballer until I got shot in my penis and I had to retire prematurely, which is ironically the only way I can get off now. I even currently have another podcast I co-host with a good friend. All these artistic endeavors failed to provide me with a stable, enjoyable, satisfying, prideful, interesting, fun, meaningful, happy way to make enough money to live, let alone thrive. And that's the real question. Will I ever thrive? Not at a regular job, I mean, that's for sure. Normal jobs have proven to me, beyond any shadow of doubt, that every single one of them are forever guaranteed to never provide even 1% of any single one of those recently listed adjectives. They don't give one iota of a fuck about anything about you as a human person. You make them money. That's all that matters to companies. The rich, and even your desperate-to-survive coworkers that can't afford to upset the status quo just as much as you can't afford to upset it. As soon as you don't generate profit, you're dead to them, and you're frantically rushing to secure another shitty life waster to gain a break-even amount of sustenance before you die on the streets like a fucking rat without meaning. Oh, fuck. Do you hear those helicopters? This is why I have to disguise myself. They're fucking coming after me. But they'll never find me. Never. God. All these companies and jobs with their spying helicopters, they're nothing but lying scumbags that would grind you up into dog food to sell at a nickel a pound if they could get away with it. And yet so many people in this country are brainwashed into slurping their genitals with a smile and a thank you for the honor, my almighty overlord and master of my rightfully earned money. Chasing my dreams has slowly killed me from the inside with each failed attempt that ultimately led into giving up. The main issue has been time. Not enough time to devote to these endeavors, and also people and a potential fan base not having enough time to even begin to want to check out and perhaps give a damn about anything I make. I hope to be proven wrong before I die of mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion at a job, but we'll see how this goes. Honestly, I don't need money. I already own over 50 electric kazoos and a working car to transport them and myself to band practice and gigs. I have a solid computer, headphones, and a phone, along with the previously mentioned car and electricity even. Just basic things I already have and need for everyday functioning that would have been purchased otherwise. I don't need to go out and spend thousands of dollars to make this show. I use Audacity and Google Docs to edit and write the show, both of which are free. I even composed the theme song and ending sound effect off a free sound and music library and free robotic voice generators. The only thing I specifically needed to go out and buy purely to make Fight Alone Diatribe that I wouldn't have bought for everyday use otherwise was the Evister L53 digital recorder and lavalier mic combo set, and a dollar store foam hair roller to use as a pop filter and mic protector. Like $53 total. Money is not an issue. I just don't have the free time to make this show. And I don't have the free time to be a rock star. I don't have the time to transport and take down and set up 50 professional level electric kazoos and 24 effect pedals and magically have perfectly aligned schedules with a few other people to have routine practices a couple times a week and be able to play bar gigs every weekend until, I don't know, forever? Let alone attempt a more full-scale tour while holding down a regular normal job. I don't even have the time to attempt professionally recording an EP or a single, let alone a full album. Don't even get me started on being in my 30s and trying to break it in the music business, especially in the jazz, rock, fusion, death, ska, or progressive metal genres. I tried back in my youth. I really did. The time has passed for my musical dreams, at least until I can become self-sufficient in an artistic endeavor that takes minimal effort and allots me time to do other sweet artistic endeavors like music stuff. I feel Trey Parker and Matt Stone have perfected this formula with their ability to make South Park episodes in a week and have 8-9 months out of the year to do whatever the fuck their hearts desire. I don't have the patience anymore to write a 2,000-word, 6-book, erotic dinosaur military spy horror thriller series and sell it for 99 cents on Kindle, just to hope that the 33 cents I would get 4 months later would afford me enough ramen and bill money until I can write yet another book series of a similar length to sell for, I don't know, $5? Even that's not a fair amount. It's still a shit amount of money to get in return, even though so many readers will go, $5? Fuck it. I'd rather check out a different 99-cent complete book series, or pay $30 for yet another hardcover Stephen King novel or useless self-help book that just spits out the same stupid false bullshit at me again. I guess Stephen King still needs more money, apparently. Fuck the other 99% of working authors in existence. God, this country has such a terrible problem with distributing money in a pyramid scheme and with pyramid schemes in general. No wonder a pyramid is on the $1 bill. It's to subconsciously taunt us poors. And fuck Tony Roberts. There is no secret or chicken soup that will help your souls. No amount of visualizing your goals and working hard will overcome the sheer overwhelming power of white privilege in this country. And that's not even considering the question, just how many people actually read on a regular basis anymore? I admit, I'm guilty of not having time to read often enough to feel emotionally invested and give a shit in novels. There's been multiple times where I begin a book or even a book series in earnest, and I end up getting interrupted with life's bullshit and I unfairly give up on it. I mean, you just can't read 20 pages a month and expect a novel to make you feel anything. My brain can't focus anymore. It's all the drugs in our fast food and vending machine treats and all the processed, dried, canned, non-perishable food and food desert stores and Twitter and all this fast social media that just shoots information to your brain. You just don't have time. I really try to read at a consistent level, but fuck, man. It's simply impossible for all of us to give the time to be able to engage with and support all the good self-published authors out there, let alone mid-tier traditionally published authors that still hold down full-time normal jobs to actually survive since their book sales are just not enough. Fuck, making this show and my other podcast, they basically sacrifice the entirety of my alone time. Insert lack of masturbation joke here. I admit, I don't have the money for a solid video recording and editing setup to make comedic YouTube review video essays. Video production is also very time consuming, especially at home when I need to focus and be present with my family. And perhaps I have friends that I want to visit relatively often instead of just getting together once a year to catch up on shit they had nothing to do with and reminisce about the past, you know? Fuck me for wanting an actual relationship with people I like that I'm not married to or have birth where we keep growing as people together and make each other better and shit. I need to steal time from my horrible job that steals my labor from me so I have people in my life that love me. My job hates me and I hate them and that's not gonna change. Fuck them. Ass in the balls. But back to my point. I tried the YouTube thing, but ultimately gave up in frustration before producing a single episode of a comedic album review series. Like, think Angry Video Game Nerd or Nostalgia Critic, but reviewing badass rock and metal albums. I love writing jokes and comedy routines, but I'm too afraid to get up on stage and attempt stand-up routines. Nothing more to add to that. I also tried what I call stand-up dramedy, where I act out dramatic reactions to people's random suggestions, like death of my father, or losing my job, or getting another job, or being dumped. Turns out people like to go out and laugh when they drink instead of crying over a guy pretending to scream and cry over depressing hypotheticals. Those stand-up dramatic routines were very awkward, and I would not suggest trying them yourself unless you want to get heckled so hard that you actually start crying and being depressed on stage for actually reals. I've tried blogging a couple times on Medium about how boring, useless, and expensive my college classes were. Good luck trying to make more than $1 a month on there, or a real living wage on any other online publication. One published article a month for $200 doesn't have the same buying power it did in the 50s, 1850s, or 1950s. And good luck not having people just ignore your business cards and huck them in the fucking trash after you leave. People expect articles to be free and ad-free. The average reader doesn't even have time to know if I suck or not. People are overworked and they don't have time to watch all the movies and TV shows they want as soon as they come out, let alone research and discover new written material and content to read. Do you have a list of small independent writers that you regularly read? Because I don't. I don't know their names. I'm an asshole for that. I can admit it. Ugh. I hate how society has forced everyone to murder their ability to concentrate for longer than 10 seconds so they can shut up and produce more plastic garbage to pollute our world and waste their precious time buying pointless crap instead of just fucking really being there and present with your loved ones. God, just fuck capitalism, fucking pigs. So the $40,000 a year in exchange for a meaningful 40 hours of fair work a week question is, why am I trying to start another podcast? And where does Fight Alone, Diatribe fit into my story of achieving a better working life? Well, I just simply have to create. I am an artist. As much as I think I want to give up and just work a regular job and then go home and enjoy my actual life and just watch TV, eat dinner, go to bed, do it all over again, I need more. My body and mind are doing everything they can to escape the hellish poopiness of normal job drudgery. And as much as I try, I can't ignore it. That and working a normal job is a fucking scam. The whole reason you want to work a normal job instead of going into business for yourself is to have benefits and perks you couldn't afford to get if you're self-employed, like good, affordable health insurance that isn't too expensive to utilize, a good amount of PTO yearly and sick leave you can actually use and not be pressured to hoard and lose after the year switches over, a pension or a 401k that a company matches pay for, camaraderie with coworkers that all like each other and aren't stabbing each other in the back and acting like passive-aggressive pieces of shit in a never-ending fight to get the less than $2 more an hour manager role. Actual job security that isn't right to work we can throw your ass out any time if you question us or sell the company and leave you futureless at any moment. But if you don't give us 2 weeks' notice before you leave to a slightly better work life, you'll fucking pay and you'll never work in this industry, in this town, or this country, or this world, or online ever again. You insignificant little fucking pissant. And that's if you have enough on-the-job experience to get one of these rare, sort of fair treatment jobs, or a foot in the door, or can get an apprenticeship, or aren't fucked with college debt after getting an actual useful degree, or you're willing to get down on your knees and sacrifice everything else in your life to always put your company and your boss first. Been there, done that. I never got to actually choose where I want to work. I've always had to accept what was offered to me so I could survive. By the way, that's not freedom. Choosing to either get killed or get paralyzed or get sexually assaulted isn't a choice. And of course, working a shitty job isn't worse than any of those options. Don't misconstrue my words. To be honest, my current job is the best job I've ever had, and it's realistically the best I can ever expect to get after everything I've experienced in my 15 years in the workforce. As of the time of this recording, I'm a temp janitor that's been told I'll never be hired on and that I'll never receive benefits or raises, and hence I'll never receive dignity, fairness, and respect. All companies are bastards. But back to what I think is the reason why my previous artistic endeavors failed. People don't have time to read and fully experience novels. People don't want to pay for articles that they only type up ridiculous comments for online after reading just the clickbaity title, let alone actually reading them in full and learning to better themselves upon the discovery of new facts and information or points of view they never before considered. People don't want to buy albums. Who fucking knows what the future of live concerts, plays, musicals, and even stand-up gigs that host enough people to monetarily pay off is at this point? YouTube video and or TV movie production? It's way too expensive and time-consuming. I don't have the time and ability to line up schedules with a bunch of actors and a behind-the-scenes crew, or the money to rent or buy equipment to make high-quality YouTube videos or short films or a mini-series or whatever. I mean, will big-budget movies even have the ability to continue on without a profitable box office revenue and the high cost of movie theater tickets to justify their multi-hundred million dollar budgets? I don't think so. So, I'm at podcasting. This is my last real shot at being an artist for a living and never having to set foot in a shithole company ever again. Podcasting, it's fairly easy, cheap, and time efficient, especially compared to all those other artistic endeavors I've been bitching about this entire episode. I don't need to be flashy or technically skilled to produce this show. It's not hard to find a free time to write, record, and edit to keep a consistent release schedule. And the other thing, people can listen to podcasts while working or driving to work. You can't do that with reading or watching videos. I guarantee you that's why podcasts have grown tremendously over the last few years. I just need to be engaging. And not to brag, But I'm a good writer, I'm effective at narrating, and I can be witty on the fly. Seriously. I'm pretty hilarious, right? If you disagree with me, go fuck yourself. The only thing is, I can't make this show at home. Not only do I have to be devoted and present to my family, but I have to work. I don't even work long hours, and I don't currently have a stressful job. My job has a lot of free time and no overtime with it, and I still struggle to produce my other podcast, let alone this one. My few hours a week of at-home recording time, they're devoted to my other show. But I do have free time at work, and I have my car to record in, and I do have breaks along with that free time. I mean, this car, it's practically a sound booth, right? My $53 recording setup sounds pretty solid, I think. And I can easily edit the audio at home before going to sleep. Yeah, it turns out I like sleep. I like to eat, release bodily waste, rest, feel loved, explore what this world has to offer, and have hobbies outside of work. Is that all too much to ask? My car also allows me the isolation I need to tell the United States to go fuck itself and fucking do better without the world and my family thinking that I'm a ranting nut job on the verge of having another mental nervous breakdown. Maybe I am, but I'm 100% valid and correct in my concerns, and I need you to wake the fuck up and change shit before it's too late. I need to get into the face of the privileged, inconsiderate, thoughtless, brainwashed, ignorant, hateful pieces of trash that ruin life for the good Americans and turn these dumbass fucks into good human beings so we can come together to overpower the monsters in charge that are destroying this country and the world. Oh shit, I'm getting serious now. Hey billionaires, stop trying to go to space and instead fix our planet that all of you fucks have fucked up. We sure as fuck didn't fuck up Earth with our collective efforts of not turning off our faucets while brushing our teeth. You pollution-powered cockbags and vagina dildos. You could have solved world hunger and homelessness with the amount of money you spent to end up jacking off in the stratosphere for 10 minutes. As long as you greedy billionaires still hoard billions and billions and billions of dollars, the world will never change, and you'll only end up making the moon worse. Homeless people will end up starving to death just as easily on the moon, and they'll still act the same access to clean water, shelter, security, and safety as they do currently in the United States. Except they'll also have to pay for air. God, you'd think you could afford decent schooling with all that money, you fucking rich morons. But fear not, listeners. I have the time to save the United States and the world using only my words from inside my car. Fight Alone, Die a Tribe used to be a blog about me bitching about the United States. It has now evolved in a more useful format for the general working to death and not having time to engage with independent artists public. I will be converting all my old blog essays into podcast scenes and creating new essays that will also be turned into podcast scenes as long as this country has problems. It's weird to have a goal of never wanting to make another episode again. Is retirement even possible for a screwed over, pissed off millennial such as myself? Anyways, while the early episodes will at times reference specific events that happened well over a year ago, the underlying issue of those events are still very much affecting the majority of us in shitty ways. These problems need to not be forgotten, and must instead be eradicated so they don't affect anybody negatively ever again. All of us need to use these precious little pockets of passive listening time to actively think of ways to better this country before the United States destroys the entire world. We need to stand the fuck up and act on those ideas while there's still time. Please, please, please help me save ourselves and our world from impending doom. Don't worry though, there will be plenty of bodily fluid and waste jokes, wiener and vajayjay jokes, awful puns, childish swearing, baby tantrum-like ranting to the point of Alex Jones-style parodies without the conservatism, lies, propaganda, and complete utter bullshit, and completely random and probably totally waste of time pop culture references to make along this journey. Thank you for your patience with this exposition-filled podcast. We'll be officially jumping into the show next time. End of episode. Before I sign off, if you enjoyed the show and what I have to say, it'd be tremendously wonderful if you'd consider making a monetary gift at www.gofundme.com/fightalonediatribe. It's not needed to maintain or listen to the show, but it's greatly appreciated. Another awesome, easy, and completely free way you can show support for the show, if you wish, is to tell your friends and family about Fight Alone, Die a Tribe. It always helps to spread the good word and to grow the tribe. Finally, we might be fighting alone, but we can still die as a connected tribe that managed to fix the United States. I don't believe in prayer or voting, but I believe we can prosper by working together instead of being blinded by stupid-ass hate and ignorance. Until next time, thanks for listening, and take care of yourself first before you take care of everything else. Goodbye, and go save the fucking world while we still can.